you do not have the luxury in a situation like this of opening a window and hoping that in 30 days it's still going to be open. This was touch and go and has been touch and go for years. And when you have the opportunity to execute this recovery of the last uniformed member of the military held in captivity by the enemy in either of these two ongoing conflicts, you take that opportunity. And it was absolutely the right thing to do. That was affirmed by the Secretary of Defense, affirmed by the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and affirmed by the Commander-in-Chief.
Senator Feinstein talked about your previous briefings on a potential prisoner swap, and she said that there were very strong views and they were virtually unanimous against the trade. She even suggested that that might have been the motivation behind not consulting Congress. To that, you say what?
Look, I think that the notification is a notification. It is not a request for permission. And obviously, there are diverse views on a matter like this, which is, I concede, very complex, where there are competing imperatives. What was a fact is that in this case, an issue that had been worked on for a long time reached a point where there was an opportunity to secure Sergeant Bergdahl's release, a man who's been a soldier who's been held in captivity by the Taliban for nearly 5 years, and we took that opportunity. We began notifying Congress as soon as we could, once he was safely secured in U.S. custody, and that began right away on Saturday.